Last week, we reported on a young girl who was detained by police in Afghanistan after what was described as a failed suicide bomb attack against a police checkpoint. The girl, whose name is Spojmai, said it was her brother who tried to get her to do it. Today, Spojmai is still in custody, and she doesn't want to go back to her family. But she did speak with the BBC's Shaima Khalil.
Well, I think the first thing that struck me about her, Aaron, was how incredibly young she was. She's 9 years old. And you know, the first question I had really in my head was, how on earth could someone that young get their hands on a suicide vest, let alone understand what it's for or actually go out and do something with it? So I started by asking Spojmai how she came to wear the suicide vest.
It was night, and the mullah was calling for prayers. And my brother took me outside and told me to put on this vest. And he showed me how to operate it. And I said, I can't. What if the zip doesn't work? And he said, it will, don't worry. He took the vest back from me and he hit me hard. And I felt a fear. And then he left me near the checkpoint where he said I had to operate this vest.
Shaima Khalil, it's just a harrowing story, isn't it?
Absolutely.
What kind of family life did she have before this?
Not a very good one, I must say, because when she told me how she was forced by her brother to wear this and then he beat her when she didn't, she then told me that he took her to this checkpoint and just left her there. She slept overnight and was found by one of the guards at the checkpoint and taken by the authorities. She said that her family life is extremely difficult. She doesn't have a mother and her stepmother doesn't treat her very, very well. But she also went on to tell me about her family's attitude towards her and her education.
I didn't go to school because nobody let me to go to school. I can't read a word. And my brother told me that you're here in this world and you will die. You're not here to learn or to do other things. You're here just to do the duty.
Now, Spojmai seems incredibly articulate for a girl who's 9 or 10.
That's true.
Just a translation thing?
No, even from her tone, you could feel and understand how assertive she is and how assertive she must have had to be, really, through her life. She sounded to me, unfortunately, like many young girls that I've met that are young children that have to do the work of adults. She was expected to do everything in the house, to cook and clean. And as you have heard, she's never gone to school. How many children do you know that can say, my brother forced me to wear a suicide vest, or that my family has connections to the Taliban and I'm quite scared because of these connections? So it told me the way that she spoke of a child that didn't really have a childhood. Also, the authorities that are keeping her now said that there is a possibility that she might be sent home, that they're trying to mediate between the family and the tribal elders to get a reassurance. So I put this possibility to her. I said, well, how do you feel about going back home?
Even if the government says that they will guarantee my safety, I'm not going back there. The same thing will happen again. They have told me before, if you don't do it this time, we will make you do it again. And my father is here. He came here and he told me to come back. And I said, no, I will kill myself rather than go with you.
It just seems impossible, Shaima Khalil, that authorities would send her back to this house.
Well, that's what they're saying could happen. But also you have to remember that in this part of Afghanistan, Helmand, it's extremely, extremely conservative and traditional and tribal. And for the authorities to just keep a hold of a young girl without her family's consent is very abnormal. It just doesn't happen. I mean, it's quite tragic to hear a small child say, I'd rather kill myself than go back home. But this is really why her future is in limbo.
Now, is there any way of knowing how, I don't know how to say this, how normal this sort of situation is with young girls forced into family situations like this?
I think it's not unique, girls that live in extremely difficult family circumstances. Definitely not unique to Afghanistan. I mean, she did appeal to Hamid Karzai to put her in a good place, and whether they'll take her on and follow her case up and make sure that nothing happens to her, unfortunately, it will be up to the authorities to make sure whether or not she's safe and whether or not she's put in a safe place.
The BBC's Shaima Khalil, thank you.
Thank you for having me. Good speak to you, Aaron.